This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD.
All right, we're back in the play with here, 98 KUPD, and off we go for
reset.
The next three. Although I do it like this, this guy emailed and said, I'm not sure which band it was, but maybe it's the Thomas Crown Affair, maybe it was the next guy, but I think they should change their names to the Krusty Clown Affair. Krusty Clown Affair, I like that. Krusty the Clown Affair is a solid name. Much better than Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah.
Which Jimmy Wiseman said he went out and bought that for a Saturday, or no, it was Jimmy from Philly said Saturday night movie night with the family. We wanted to see Thomas Crown Affair, went home, picked it up. Turned out they bought the CD rather than the movie, and it was a very disappointing evening. I'm very sorry for the Taylor family.
That'll happen.
It's going to happen when you got the same names. All right, next one up.
I'm starting to get annoyed if this doesn't get better soon.
We got to pick it up. Outsiders.
Pony Boy.
Go. Outsiders. Give me their stuff. Let's blow through these, shall we?
Do we need to update the tote board?
No. Nothing's coming close.
The day one top five remains.
Yeah. The closest we've got is a 17, and that was when we were being nice. Otherwise, you got a 5, a 10. You know. Here we go. Outsiders. Song is called Escape. Mesa, Arizona, four-piece Outsiders have taken the rock music scene by storm. You know what? Stop saying that if you haven't done it. You haven't taken anything by storm. I've never heard of you. The recent release, Fiction, produced by Matthew Good.
We're just getting pissed.
Now it's starting to get. It happens every year. Now it's like, all right.
Enough. Usually let it slide. Look, nobody. I don't know how many music storms there have been in
let
the
me tell
valley,
you this
but
also.
There's a lot.
I am burdened annually with being the only person in the world in a two-day period to read 30 local band bios in a row. So by about 18, I'm starting to go, oh, God, no, you're not.
Not another storm.
So, right. So let's, I'm sorry to do it to you now. It happened to be where you fell, but you haven't taken anything by storm. You've taken me your garage, your mother's dreams, and that's it.
Your mother's dreams.
The band has proven themselves a force to be reckoned with. Hard-hitting EP and energetic live shows display the band's passion and dedication to the music that has given them everything.
How about that description? Are you okay with that? Force to be reckoned with? Because that's a little brazen.
Well, you know, it's your bio. You're pushing out there. You're selling yourself. But you haven't taken anything by storm yet. We've taken the rock music scene by storm. How about hope to take the rock music?
Be realistic.
Right now, our barometric pressure in the rock world is building.
There's a chance of monsoon as the dew point has hit 56 degrees. And if that happens for two straight days, count on clouds. The Outsiders hope to take the rock music scene by storm with their recent release, Fiction. I'll read that all day. Don't tell me you've done something you haven't done. Our lead singer once leapt over the Bank One building. No, he didn't. Did too. We're playing an awesome riff. All right, here we go. The song is called Escape. Band is Outsiders. Play-Doh rolling right along, and we're off to a terrible start. Outsiders, you give me hope. Take me by storm. It's 98 KUPD. Go.
Storm's coming.
Lito almost made me just poke my eyes out. I said, how much longer? He goes, 4 minutes. And I there's not how much longer, how long the song is. Thank God. If there was four more minutes, I'd have killed myself.
There would have been a buzz for sure.
Guys screwed up. No, it was great. All right, there you go. That band is called Outsiders. And the song is called Escape. Brady, nobody buzzed it. It's the first one. None of us buzzed. The
whistle
first one
went through.
I think
they
I
got a buzz.
I buzzed whistle in the last one because it just went on too long. I think we all two of us buzzed.
There's
two buzzes
four
on whistle
yesterday that played all the way through.
Played all the way through, but they got buzzes. This is the first all three, not all of us. Yeah, we all let her go. All three of us let that one loose. Brady, what did you think of Outsiders?
It got better as the song got in. I would say it went. I'd cut it down a little bit, but I think it's got some elements in there that could really. Yeah. Make it. There's a potential storm brewing there.
Yeah, they could be taking. There's a weather front.
Storm.
We get a weather front moving in, and it's Outsiders. Eric,
you know I can recognize that it's good.
Yeah,
I was a little bored.
Right.
It's not really
they're breaking new molds.
Yeah, it's but you could tell it just obviously stands out from the garbage we
by
had
far.
Before.
Yeah.
That helped.
Palatable rock music that is radio friendly and mass appeal.
I agree. It's just...
See, people always frown. I got an email from a guy that said, you guys are going to like this because it's radio music. I'm like, yeah. You might check where you just emailed. We're a radio station.
And that's where I am. I'm like, you know, it's not blowing me away because... No. I don't know. But I recognize that that's a solid song.
Yeah. It's...
And you can... I don't care who you are. You could sit there and email that and say that crap... But did you just listen to some of the songs we heard?
Here's the other thing, though. I got about 20.
I mean, come on.
20. I'm averaging about 15 to 20 emails per song. This one, I'm at about 35, 40. And it's all, damn, that's good. That song was good. It's a little long, but that's good. So this is mass appeal. I actually forgot what good sounded like. Thank you, Outsiders. This is finally. I'm almost done listening to the Playdio for the first time ever. Singer good. Production good. Interesting style and sound. Volbeat crossed with Alter Bridge. Way to go, Outsiders. This one says, sounds like they're going to Breaking Benjamin this whole thing. Pretty solid band. I should get my umbrella to brace for their storm. So that's what mass appeal radio music is.
The guy can sing.
And they're good. And
He matches up with the music at first.
Yeah.
Robert Goins has a good point. Why do local bands always have multiple endings to their songs? Like, there. And then it starts again.
One more time.
Dude, guys, stop. That's it.
Yeah. Brady was right. It did go a little bit too long. You could
I think it sounds... This is where I was. This guy said, the band you're currently playing sounds a lot like Nothing More. I agree with that completely. It sounds a lot like This Is the Time. It's not bad, but occasionally it's too close. I agreed with that, but I think they have a Nothing More sound, which is very cool. This one says,
I am curious live, though.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they could suck live.
Yep. We'll see. I think we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Not bad, but best of today by a long shot. But that's actually a very good band. It makes me curious. I want to know more about Outsiders. Yeah. So, I mean, the positive feedback on Outsiders was huge. Very Nothing More. This one says it's a ripoff of Nothing More. So people were, this was solid. The singing is good. Wow, finally. And that's what I wrote. I'm like, finally. But I also said Nothing More. Palatable mainstream music. It's the production was good. Everything was good. They overcame any faults they might have had. I'm going to give them an 8. Brady?
I'm at an 8 as well.
All right. Eric?
8
as well. There you go. These boys are probably going to be playing tonight if they're available. And don't pull that crap either.
Oh, we didn't know we had to play.
No, it was going
to
actually be a thing. We got a gig over there. No, you don't.
It ties them with whistle.
Yeah, they're tied for the lead right now. That was solid. That's well done. That's my point. The whole did you put the time and energy in? I got an email from the guys from, what was the band with the kid with the swoopy hair yesterday?
I don't remember.
The second band, I think.
Thoughts Number Like Rockets. Two. You're right. Yeah. And he said, I was just curious what you thought, like why you didn't think we moved forward. I can't remember. And there's your problem. I can't remember what it was that made it so you guys didn't move forward.
I remember
forward.
I didn't like it.
I remember, what did I write down for them? Nothing.
Well, they made a 12.
Yeah, they had a total of a 12. Eric hated it. I gave him a 4. Brady gave him a 5. I don't remember. I'll go back and listen and... I'll tell you exactly why. But the fact that I can't remember might be telling you all you need to know. Nick Stevens. Estos del Sol. What is Estos in Spanish? Because of the sun is the rest of it. I don't either. Nick Stevens is next up here at 8:12 in the morning. Nick is a powerhouse. It's all by himself. Nick Stevens is a local singer, songwriter, drummer, and musician. Let me get a drummer and the same thing. At the age of 13, he started playing drums in garage bands. In high school, Nick started a successful local band produced by Tantric's Tommy Gibbons. I think he spelled Tantric wrong. Yeah, well, if you're going to be produced by the guys, you got to spell their band right.
He did.
Called Generation Lost. Generation Lost performed all over the valley, won several Battle of the Bands, and high school Nick produced his own band, Cobwebs and the Strange. I like that. And started drumming full-time for the successful rock band Painting Fences. Oh. He's in the band we hated.
There's the tie.
He's in Painting Fences, and he wants to do his own thing as well. Smart. This last month, Nick performed at the Arizona State Fair Marquee Theater in Tempe. Currently, Nick is debuting a solo album, including the wildly popular, Is It? Black Boots, and new song, Estos del Sol. He'll be performing at the Side Pony Express Music Festival in Bisbee 2 weeks ago. you can catch Nick Stevens. Oh, okay. Here's what people are saying. He's got that in his bio. Danny Cutler with KSWSS, which can't possibly be call letters for a radio station. There's too many of them. He's a local rock star. Every show, Joe says, I don't know who that is, Nick off the drums doing more of the frontman thing at Focal was a blast to be at. End of a sentence and a proposition. Phoenix New Times, one of the best drummers in the valley. Well, let's find out about this then. Nick Stevens, he has got his song.
Estus is a rocket engine, or it's Latin for burning agitation, glow, heat.
No, the glow of the sun is what this is. Estus del Sol. Nick Stevens, let's find out what you've got here in Play-Doh. Give it to me, boy.
When I find myself in the times of trouble,
pet sounds, he's going after pet sounds.
Files you're not using. Summer makes the rules, and I know I wanna change it, but the weather never seems to wanna change. By the way things might have been, we could have been something else entirely. But you never seem to care. Now hard as it may be, I can bear it no longer. Must move on from you. My time with you is over, and it never even began. Oh no.
I'm just not in the mood. Yeah, I'm not in the mood.
I got a couple of great comics, though. Hey, Nick, not bad, not bad. Here we go. We'll get to that in a second. Well, except for what the people are saying. George just, well, I'll start with Larry McFeely, our program director, who fired over, and he goes, ooh. Because that's how Larry starts all his sentences. Ooh, what did you do? This guy is local, AZ, and British. He's a one-man Beatles. And the next one I get from my buddy George just says, gay. And you're going to run into that when you throw your ballad of, piano ballad
this,
at us.
The station and that.
This guy nailed it, what
Ben
I said.
Ben Folds stuff.
That's what I said. It's Elton John and Ben Folds had a baby that was gayer than both of them. So you're going to get that a lot on this, Nick. Holy crap, really? As soon as the song started playing, I started humming Let It Be. We all did.
Yeah, little
we
bit.
We all did that one. Shouldn't this be on Ian Campfield? Yes. Do you mean literally? Shouldn't this be on Ian Campfield? Make it stop. Rockstar my ass. I don't like this. But you know what? I wrote this down. I wrote down, your mother, Nick Stevens, your mother has to be super duper proud of you. And you should play that song for her and only her for the rest of your life. And she should be. You're a very talented young man. This is not the
holiday
venue.
Gatherings with the family. Oh, he gets on the piano.
I'm sure he's amazing. This is not the venue to enter that song. That one was just
John
going to get killed.
Did he just talk for 5 minutes about his drumming? Have personal stories right. about his drumming?
He's a rock star.
And then played a song
right. but
with
again,
no drums?
Here's the thing.
It's his Beth.
He didn't do a, you know, he didn't do a factory assembly line song.
Oh,
he
that's
did his
true.
Own thing.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't fit. Leela says, oh my God, it sounds like one of the boys in my daughter's eighth grade choir. He's so young sounding. Yeah, it did sound very young. If it ain't November rain, stick the piano in your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Not entirely bad, but it doesn't fit. Someone get this kid laid immediately. This summer, Freddie Prinze Jr. is back.
Somebody else said.
Got me on that yesterday. Freddie Prinze Jr. is back. And this time, he's in love.
Someone call Sandler. I got the theme for his new rom-com.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler in
50 more dates.
Estes del Sol dates.
Maybe one day you'll make it, but I'm not going to watch you on your way to the top.
Look, yeah, I'll be there after. I'm not going to be the guy supporting
you. You turn
me.
Into Elton John.
Make it happen.
I hope you do it. You're talented. You're incredibly talented, Nick. This is not the audience to debut your stuff to. But you know what? You got your name out
it's
there.
It's another type of coconut.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. You're very good at making almond joys. Knockoff almond joys. Not even like the real one. You can make homemade almond joys. And I do not feel like a nut, and I do not feel like coconut. I don't like almond joys. I don't want almond joys. But I know there's an audience for it, Nick. It sounded like a bad 80s TV theme song. Deirdre Hall. Wilford Brimley. Yeah, Jim J. Bullock, like you've never seen him before in Straight Guy. John, you're cracking me up. I am Nick Stevens' mom, and I'm incredibly proud. And I told him that it wouldn't work on KUPD because I love you guys. Well, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. That's Nick's mom. But you should be very proud. He's a very talented young man. It's just that was like if you're in a rap battle and you brought your piano and started to do that. You're going to get yelled at. Good job, Nick. And you know what? The best thing you've done in your life is quit painting fences.
Way to go, little shaver.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. You know what? I'm not going to discourage this little kid's dreams. Sound like you're six. One time in second grade, a girl tried to give me flowers, but I'm not really interested in girls.
Five for me.
My goodness. Five from Eric. All right. I forgot to write down scores.
Six.
Six for you, huh? Zero.
Brady likes piano.
Zero. Shut up, John.
I'm giving him a zero.
Come on.
For this, yes.
Okay.
Because you know why? He needs to learn a lesson.
All right.
I'm going to enter a knife-throwing contest with this spoon. Sorry, you're disqualified.
But see, people will say, well, you got blues bands in there. And
right.
You got,
we don't have that.
Yeah, we do. Well,
it's his vote.
Blues style.
The year we had Sugar Thieves.
He's disqualified.
Give them a zero.
That one is
you got
so
the rap.
Far,
it's we had so, the rap stuff,
right.
But it was
so
like
far off
more
the
Hollywood
beaten path.
Undead.
This is so different.
I give it
so
to
far
you.
Gone.
I definitely didn't.
I'm giving him a zero to discourage him from entering that again.
Okay.
Because I don't want to encourage more of it.
Oh, could if we had multiple?
Yeah, right.
Oh
right. Well, we'd have our second contest there of, you know. And then in the smaller room, you can listen to dudes tweedle on the piano.
Give it to Mo.
I don't want to put you in the position of being on stage with our audience, Nick. I'm not going to do that to you. So I've disqualified you with a zero. You're very talented. You're very good at what you do. I'm not putting you in a room with KUPD's audience.
Can we get Larry to wake up earlier next year?
Because
he's adding in his thoughts on other bands now that he just heard.
What do you do now?
And the Outsiders song, by the way, guys, should have been called Stay Gold, Pony Boy.
it's an easy one. All right, here we go. We got Side Project, Oblivious, Devil Lies Down. Next three coming up as we start closing in on the end of this thing. It's 8:21. It's 98 KUPD. Play-Doh rolling on.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.
98 KUPD, it is a beautiful thing right here. In the middle of Play-Doh, Nick Stevens is getting crushed on, this is why I gave him a zero. And a guy said, really, Brady? Good job, John, for giving a zero to Nick's song. Somebody needs to counter Brady's six. You have to know how to judge something you don't like. Unless you're being kind, I guess I figured it out. You're trying to recruit Nick to sing at your church next week. I see what you're up to.
Got me.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. But we are now, because of a suggestion on here, going to use Nick's song every time Ian can't fit within the I'm Still Standing.
Yeah,
no, Nick gets it. Sitting on the edge. Yeah, we're going to have it in here. That's it. Ian Campfield's theme song is now written by Nick Stevens. Congratulations, my friend. Nick, you are my memory. And your mom emailed in. Even your mom said, don't do it. That's when you know.
You take care of her. She loves you.
She loves you a lot. All right, here we go. Ready to go. Close this out. Side project. Side is spelled with a Y now. Side project, which Nick Stevens is his own side project. That's kind of interesting because he's in another band. Side project assembled with members from many great Phoenix bands. We bring you Side Project, full of energy and inspiration. Side Project is hitting the music scene with tremendous force and determination.
Oh, they mixed it up. Look at that.
Gave me a little, you know,
the storm
really,
isn't
I can't
coming.
Fight that. They didn't say they'd already done it. They're trying to hit. They're hitting it with force. Now, whether or not it breaks, that's a different thing. Members have had songs played all over the world on radio stations and have been featured on Revolver Magazine's website. Having shared the stage with Nothing More, Devour the Day, Trapped, Otherwise, Smile, Empty Soul, and so many more, Side Project is sure to entertain and deliver the, quote, in-your-face rock your soul desires. The song we've chosen is called Sulakai. Track number 2 off of our debut EP, Promised Land. This is for sale at all digital platforms, music videos on YouTube. The band is called Side Project. Sulakai is the song. Let's see what they've got. Play-Doh rolls on. Hit me. Did another one just go all the way through? What the hell just happened? That's two. Two we've gotten all the way through. That's better than yesterday by far. All the way it rolls by. No buzzes, no nothing, no problems. Side project, Sulikai. Brady, give it to me quick.
I like it. 8.
All right. Eric?
I liked it. I kind of feel the same about The Outsider, so I'm not like...
Yeah, it didn't knock my socks off.
It didn't blow me away with being different by any means, but it's solid. So, 8.
Yeah. I'll just read what people say. Why do boring bands start boring songs out really good and then go monotonous throughout the whole song? Good production value, talent is there, but it just kind of slowed down and stopped being exciting. In Your Face, I hear Breaking Benjamin, I hear Tool, I hear Five Finger Death Punch, but I'd listen to it. They're on to something. What's the name of Kevin Spacey's... What in the name of Kevin Spacey's dong is going on? Let's get some Call Us Heroes back together just for fun so we don't have to listen. The guy said yucky. Not bad. This might be a ringer. Side Project has a great sound. They're a great band. Vocals, guitar, tone, production, all are awesome. That's from Sanjay. He works here, and he knows these guys.
Well, he's biased.
Yeah, well, yeah, he knows all the local guys. He's photographed all of them in compromising positions. wonder what Tripp would say about this year.
What the hell was that?
Not bad. I just heard this formula. That was a little bit of an assembly line song, but I liked it. I'll give it a 7.
Did you hear... I think the guy was a good singer.
Yeah, everything was fine.
But was there something weird with the vocals? Like it was...
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear anything?
Not really. I wasn't listening that closely to like...
I don't know. It was just like... It was very close to sounding like a local band, but it was...
Just, oh, you mean just the production was kind of low?
Yeah, just like the sound of the vocals.
I don't know. And then the guy points this out too. I wrote this down too. It sounds like a Corey Taylor song. Like when he goes and does his ballading thing, which isn't a bad thing. It just has that sound. So when you sound
I like
a little
that it
like
has
that,
a little bit of a hard edge to it.
Yeah, it's got a little push. A
little bit.
I got a little bored. What'd you give it, Eric?
I gave it 8.
8, all right. That's a good one. All right.
So 23, so they're in there they're as
in
well.
They're in there right now.
Maybe it stuck out a little further.
Who did we just bump out because
of
that?
Stevens
follow. Well, we have a tie now at 5th.
All right, so we always keep a tie because you never
good
know.
Good Boy Daisy and Strip the Soul are both at 21.
So a 22 knocks them out officially.
Right.
Got a few
22
less.
Or higher. Right. So we'll throw
we'll see.
Side Project in there with Scattered Ashes are tied.
Right. Oblivious is next. Give me Oblivious. We got to stop having all these songs go all the way through. It's going to kill us on time. Oblivious is here. Jesus Christmas. Really, boys? Oblivious is a 4-piece punk rock band who recorded their album off of funds from an Indiegogo campaign. The future is stillborn. Oh, yes. I just like that word used properly in different contexts. Released in May of 2015 with a massive success of 13 sales at $10 a copy. Killed it, guys. Touring on this massive success, we played 3 shows in Tempe and 1 in Hollywood, putting us at the number one spot for most unheard of band in 2016. Now, without a producer, manager, money, or courage, we've submitted this song in a desperate attempt to catch the attention of local radio. Please help us. We are Oblivious. I like it. The song is Fool to Follow. Oblivious is the band. They are in play deal. Let's see what they've got. Go Oblivious.
Nope.
That's not
Sorry
right.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
Toledo screwing them.
Yeah.
right, there you go. That is Oblivious. They made it pretty darn far with their punk song that lasted forever. It is Fool to Follow is the name of that one. Brady, you called them the Monkees.
Kind of Green Day and Monkees.
Sounded like a British band.
Yeah, it sounded like a British, sounded like Material Issue from 1989.
Yeah.
Very British.
I give it a 7.
Give it a 7? Eric, what did you think of Oblivious?
You know what I appreciate? I appreciate that they weren't cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I liked Side Project and The Outsiders, but they at least have something a little different.
Sure.
Like, I don't know, you know, I think they could go farther if they could just figure it out. Yeah. So I'm right there with, I'm at 7, too.
See, I think the opposite. I think they are what they are. I think it's good. It's what they do. They will break no new ground. They will go nowhere.
Really?
Yeah, unless they do something spectacular with this. Because this, to me, sounds like stuff that's just out there floating around. It's fun. It's nice. It's harmless. It has no intention, importance, or meaning. It's just nice, fun music.
It's refreshing to hear out of
never
explodes.
Yeah, it's refreshing. It's nice. Yeah. There's nothing about it that really makes you go, wow, they're just flying. They've got to have something real special. It was okay. It was.
I like the chunkiness of it.
Yeah, it was chunky. It had the nice pieces and parts, but it was.
So what'd you give it?
6. Bianca says, will someone get that lead singer a neti pot? Sound a little nasal.
Yeah, I couldn't really understand what he was saying. I think that's one.
Yeah, it was. I didn't have any problem. I didn't have any beef with it. It's almost committing a sin of being ordinary. It's okay. It did what it did. It fell into its little category and it moved on. Devil Lies Down is the name of the next one. Devil Lies Down.
Got to be a metal band, right?
Do you know this one, Marcus? Marcus Mang has joined us.
You got devil in your name if you come out sounding like Nick Stevens. And
here's the best bio so far of the day. We are Devil Lies Down. We like tacos, whiskey, and rain.
Yes!
We don't like long bios. Here's the song, Best of Luck.
They do like long songs. Best this Ola. Is the longest song.
Sterling, Ryan.
See, you give us the nice short bio, and then you bring out the longest
song?
Now
I know I have a new warning signal, a new red flag. If you give me a short bio, it's because you know your song's too long, and you don't want to waste time talking about yourself.
How long are we talking here?
6.5 minutes.
Never going to get through it. Never going to get through it. Best
you
of
don't
luck.
Know.
Best
Man,
of
maybe
luck.
Maybe we
nope.
got the next tool here.
Let me practice. Never going to get through 6 minutes. Devil Lies Down. Best of luck. Are we ready?
Yep.
Do it. Here we go. Hit it.
Oh, God.
This one's like 4 different songs.
Yeah, because they don't know how to make one song. I could have predicted that singing those guitars, and you're like, all right.
Is this a Grateful Dead cover band?
Yeah, there's differences between it. Yeah, there's a difference. And Brian Cornell. This is what my complaint about. That's because they're just trying to get any of the slivered up rock genres.
That's where it's all fun. That's why I asked. Player ain't getting
want it. All right, best of luck.
That is 6 minutes?
That's 6 minutes. And you know what?
What the hell?
Cut the first verse.
You weren't even halfway through it.
Cut the first verse out and start with the second verse. No one will miss the first one. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You can kill 2 minutes out of that song and have yourself something that people aren't going to. People look at the time on a local band and go, 6:43. They don't know the song yet, and they're already disappointed.
You can't have like a kind of country twang to it and go 6 minutes.
No, you're Aaron Lewis, like on off his meds. It's not bad. You guys are good at what you do.
Yeah.
It's just insanely boring to assume that I've got 4 more minutes of that. I'm not interested in where
that song
goes. The
problem was it got lost in the grindcore death metal battle that we didn't even...
Marcus and I were arguing.
You could have it in the background.
Right. It's background music.
It didn't draw...
Here's the other thing. Like, Toledo's right. If you want to have some success in radio, the part of this Playdio thing is to take a good song and recognize when would I turn the station after the second chorus showed me that this isn't going anywhere. It's good, but
it never... Or when your changes don't go anywhere.
Yeah, it never left lanes. Yeah. Stayed in the... It's the driverless car.
Wow, that's a...
It's good. But it's what it is, and the fact that it was... If you wouldn't have told me it was 6 minutes long after that second one, I'm like, I would have said, how much longer?
We kind of... I guess we ruined it by finding out.
But I would have said, how much longer, right as I buzzed it, but I knew. But I would have asked you, how much longer, and you'd have said 4 more minutes, and I buzzed it on principle.
And then their name's Devil Lies Down.
Yeah. Well, the Devil Lies Down because he's sleepy. This guy keeps singing the same thing. You're boring the devil to tears. Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a nap today.
I guess I had my expectations raised with the name of the
I'll
band.
Give him a five because I know
I like the name of the band.
Devil has good. A CPAP.
Yeah. Devil went down to Georgia. He's had trouble sleeping at night.
Yeah. Five for me. Five.
Devil lies Six. Down in Georgia. I give it a five also. It's not terrible. It's just what it is. All right. Black Otis. Give me Black Otis real quick. We'll get this one out of the way. And then we got just a few to go, folks. Just a few to go. Black Otis was formed in Glendale, Arizona. 2015, when three part-time degenerates from different musical backgrounds met for the very first time. We are not the type to write some drawn-out, fluffy, over-the-top bio, and we typically like to keep things straightforward. We play when we can, where we can, and we are currently in the process of recording our debut album. Between working and weekend jackassery, we like to keep things simple, and this song is an example of exactly that. It's about a girl who walks into your life and is so hot and wild that she makes your head spin like a tornado. We have been listening to The Morning Sickness for over 10 years, and we're excited to get something entered into this year's Playdio. You can find us online, Facebook, Black Otis Band. We hope you enjoy. Well, thank you, Black Otis, for being part of the show for a decade plus. And your song is called Tornado, and it's about hot chicks that blow your mind.
Is there a black guy in Black Otis?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I would call Blackface Otis. Just to see if you can get people to pay attention. All right, Black Otis, good luck to you, my friends.
Buffett singing.
All right, that's it. That's enough. Black Otis.
See,
Tornado.
That's what I would expect to see if I went to some dive bar here.
Yep.
No, that's what I would expect to see if I went to a dive bar in Kearney.
Exactly.
I'm not going to give Phoenix that.
Some little crap.
It's a hard rockin' Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, don't start that. Because you just gave Black Otis a bad name.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Nobody's as bad as Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. So you're wandering into some place like Toledo's on one of his road trips to Montana. Yep.
And you accidentally.
Pack them up, boys. Pack them up.
Yeah. And you know what you do? It's like, you know what? Let's go somewhere else.
Wow, they are really loud.
It sounds like it sounds like the
Toledo
stuff.
Walking in, having a beer, finally gets to meet his dad. At the bar.
When they were no, because you wouldn't stay. This is the music that was like cut from the Roadhouse soundtrack. Like, yeah, we got 4 or 5 extra songs we could fill with, or we could just stay at 10.
They got some
stay
at chicken wire.
Dalton likes it.
Let's just stay at 10. Dalton was indifferent. Dalton was like, meh. I mean, it fits the time of Roadhouse in the late 80s, but it sounded...
Yeah, but Red loved it.
It sounded dated.
And there's 6 bands to play that night, and they're like the first one to come on like at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Why's everybody leaving?
You know what I'm going to call this? Music for poor hillbillies. Sure. It's the music you get because you don't think you deserve better. Black Otis, your production was bad. That didn't help. The singer's not very good, and the music sounds dated. You're probably good musicians, but it did sound very old and very simple. And have fun with music. That's what I say. Just go out there and have fun. Don't listen to anybody else.
Like Dave Grohl says, get out there and suck.
Get out there and suck. That's all right.
3.
Kieran Custer says, you know what my suggestion for them would be? You know, love the music and stick to listening to the radio, not being on it. Jake says 2 words, garbage. Yeah, that's one big word.
Did he hyphenate it?
Yeah, he did. Well, at least they try. That's a tough thing to say to somebody. At least they strategically placed the This Sucks alarm at the beginning of the song. It's a tornado warning, the whistle. It's like bands are digging their hands into the $3.74 bin of DVDs at Walmart with a blindfold on. Do they even listen to their own stuff before they submit it, or is it just a crapshoot? Yeah. Maybe they should change your name to Angry White Otis. I didn't know that Neanderthal had a band. Oh. Why? What? Come on.
Low blow.
It's Motley B. Crew. I don't even know what that is. It's like Mary J. Blige.
It had to be for the last band, yeah. Devil Lies.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think there was a Motley
Crew on either side of
that.
I was like, what in the? All right, Devil Lies Down. Black Otis, I'm giving you a 2. Eric?
I gave it a three.
Fly the Coop, Riot Gear, Slore. Coming up next, it's 98 KPD. Pladio is closing her down.
It's out of control now. 98.